It's time to take a look at harness racing with this week's edition of Trotts Talk. Simon Harrison with you. Amanda Rando, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. It's a pleasure as always.
Now, first of all, Amanda, we should touch on the passing of a great, Kevin Newman.
Yeah, so, you know, it's a really sad day in the harness racing fraternity as many people woke up to the news this morning that Kevin Newman had passed away last night. Now, Kevin, he wasn't ill. He just died suddenly at his home in Penrith last night, and he was 83 years old. But, yeah, Kevin, he was a true icon of harness racing, particularly here in Sydney. And, you know, unfortunately, I never got to see him drive in a race live as he retired from driving the year I was born. But, you know, I had the privilege of meeting him and interviewing him over the years. And, you know, he's just such a true legend of this sport. He was so dominant, you know, in the golden eras of harness racing, particularly at Harold Park. Mm. He won a number of premierships. He won 10 trainers' premierships at Harold Park and 8 drivers' premierships. He was the first driver to win 2 Miracle Miles. He drove Hal Wes in the second Miracle Mile in 1968, and then he also drove Friendly Footman in 1981. You know, he drove around about 1,400 winners in his career. So, yeah, he's just one of those true gentlemen, and he was just always a pleasure to, you know, one of those people that's just happy to help you, you know, help wherever's needed. And, yeah, it's truly a sad day. So, yeah, condolences to Kevin's wife, Beryl, and his daughters, Julie and Debbie, and their families and Kevin's many friends.
So the world's lost one harness racing great, but might have another coming through the ranks, Amanda.
Yeah, so that's kind of the way this world works sometimes, isn't it, Simon? Mm. Yesterday, Shane and Lauren Tritton welcomed their son Levi, Shane Tritton, into the world. And despite both mum and dad being busy with their newborn son, it didn't stop them from winning a heat of the Breeders' Crown, Simon.
And My Sweet Chili Filly was one of those winners yesterday?
Yes, yeah, for Shane and Lauren Tritton. So she has remained unbeaten. She was very impressive. She, you know, first look over the 2,300-metre trip, and she went 157.4. And look, out of the other heats, Mark Purden and Luke McCarthy dominated. Mark Purden trained 3 of the winners, and Luke drove them for Mark. Sicario was one of them. He looked very impressive. Party On, she also won. She went 156.7 for the 2,300 metres, ran a 25.9 last split. It was very, very strong. And they also won with The More The Better. So, yeah, some good results there. And, you know, the lucrative finals will be held at Melton at the end of August, August 27, I believe. And, yeah, so we've got semi-finals to come up of those. So, yeah, it's always a good series.
Party On will be one to follow closely, I reckon.
Yeah, most definitely. The way she looked yesterday, you know, she worked to the lead and ran home a really slick last half and seemed to do it quite easily. So I agree.
Now, we've got the Harness Racing New South Wales Conference coming up over Friday and Saturday.
Yeah, we sure do. It's at Ridges in Bathurst. And this conference is... We had a conference last year and it was about harnessing the future, and it was more for participants as well. But this club, this conference is more aimed at our clubs and associations here in New South Wales, and, you know, that we'll be covering off topics like marketing and procedural things like corporate governance and insurance and the like. So, yeah, that's all going to lead into a huge meeting at Bathurst this Sunday. So it's going to be a big few days in Bathurst.
Yeah, so the big meeting on Sunday is the Alabar Breeders' Challenge finals, but the fields are yet to be released.
That's correct. So these are the regional finals and the final leg of this whole Breeders' Challenge series. So we had the main series at the end of last month at Menangle, and then we had the Breeders' Challenge Blue a couple of weeks ago at Menangle, and now we've got the regional finals. So, yeah, there'll be 6 Group 3 races that will make up the program at Bathurst this Sunday, but semi-finals for the 3-year-olds and 4-year-olds are taking place at Bathurst tonight, hence why the fields aren't out. So the fields for Sunday will be out tomorrow, so make sure you keep out an eye for those.
And are there any racing tonight that you think we could take a bit of a lead into?
Yeah, look, there's plenty. There's plenty of they've actually this is the first time that Harness Racing New South Wales has run semi-finals for these races, and it's produced some really, really strong results. You know, the one person you've kind of got to stick with in all these races is Amanda Turnbull. She's she drives she drove the old Bathurst track very well, and she's driving the new Bathurst track very well, and she's certainly a driver in form at the moment. So I'd say look for her in the form guide.
Okay, we'll follow Amanda Turnbull tonight at Bathurst. This Saturday night, a Group 3 at Menangle. It's the Campbelltown Catholic Club Pace, where Code Black has gone up the $2.30 favourite. That'll be the feature race.
Yeah, it sure is. So, Kevin Pizzuto has that favourite again, and Code Black, he's drawn to lead. So he's number four. There's two emergencies drawn inside him, so if they don't get a run, he'll come out of barrier two, and he does have early speed, and over the mile, that's going to be vital in this race. But look, there's plenty of value in that race, Simon. You know, you've got Blazin and Cullen. He's bounced back to career best form. He's around $7.50 and $2.30. So, yeah, there's good value in that race. So, that's one John McCarthy runner. Craig Cross has three of the runners, and Kevin Pizzuto has two.
And that was a good little article that you wrote for the Australian Harness Racing website, Amanda, regarding the drivers from Menangle and also from Victoria that have been donating their driving fees for this young fellow, Connor Clark.
Yes. So, last Saturday night, I know Todd McCarthy and Jack Traynor both donated their driving fees and percentages to, it's called the Connor Clark Cancer Journey, so to raise money for his treatment. I think he's undergoing an 18-week course treatment. He has non-Hodgkin lymphoma, which is a rare condition in children. He's only 14 years old. And Connor Clark, he is a mini-trotting participant. And I know, Luke McCarthy, he got behind the cause as well. He donated a service fee to Bling It On, I believe, or For a Reason. And I know Robbie Morris and Amanda Turnbull, they also donated their driving fees from Bankstown Friday night, and Robbie also donated his fees from Saturday night at Menangle last week. So, you know, I spoke to Robbie Morris about it last week, and he hasn't even met young Connor, but, you know, he was just touched by the story, and it was so sad. You know, he was willing to help Connor and his family in such a hard time. And you know, a lot of drivers across Australia, like Chris Alford and up in Queensland, Grant Dixon and Shane Graham, they all got behind this as well. So, that's one, you know, amazing thing about this sport, Simon. It's that, everyone is out there to compete against one another on the track. But when something like this happens, everyone really rallies behind one another and supports each other.
Yeah, it's fantastic to see. Now, just an update on the New South Wales Premiership with about a month to go.
It's coming up quickly. I can't believe that this season's almost over. 1 month to go. There's some dominant leaders in the state premiership ranks. You know, Amanda Turnbull in the driving ranks and her father Steve in the training ranks. I don't think anyone will catch them. They've got a pretty solid lead. But in the metropolitan ranks, it's quite tightly contested. We've got five metropolitan meetings left for this season. And within the drivers, we've got Todd McCarthy, Luke McCarthy, that seem to always keep fighting out these metropolitan premierships, and also Chris Geary. They're the three main contenders there. So there's only four wins between the three of them. And then with the trainers, John McCarthy's at the top on 28 wins, Shane and Lauren Tritton 26, and Craig Cross on 24, and Kerry Antona 23. So anything can happen in the next few weeks, so it'll be interesting to watch.
Absolutely. Anything else for us, Amanda, before we wrap it up?
No, that's about it. So big weekend, obviously, for Harness Racing New South Wales. We've got the conference on Friday and Saturday, and then Sunday's that big meeting out at Bathurst, and then it will be the wind down of the season after that.
Good stuff. Thanks very much for your help as always, Amanda, and enjoy the week ahead.
Will do. Thank you.